Shelley Weisberg. She is the legislative director for the Michigan ACLU. Shelley, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. For folks who aren't familiar with the Michigan ACLU, tell us what you do there.
Michigan ACLU is a state chapter of a national organization. We have about 16,000 members in the state, and really our mission is to protect the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, our constitutional values here in Michigan.
I wanted to talk to you about the recently signed bill that now makes it a challenge, I guess, takes away the opportunity for the partners of state employees beyond teachers to get insurance on their partners' plan. I know that this is something that you're looking into, and you may take this to court.
Right. The governor recently signed a bill that would prohibit all government employees in local units of government from offering domestic partnership benefits, which is something that's really been offered for years and years, and it's basically takes away health benefit protections for families where the parents are not married. Universities, the governor says universities are exempt from this bill. We think otherwise. And we do think it's an issue of equal protection, and we will be going to court with it.
Is this an issue of the state trying to save money from their perspective, or is this an issue where they're trying to dictate something in social in nature?
Well, I mean, I think some people will tell you it's to save money, but frankly, the amounts of money are so minuscule that just can't be it. And we've seen the state, our legislature, try for a number of years to socially engineer this particular practice. And so we would say that this bill, like many before it that haven't made it through, just serves no other purpose than to single out a small minority of people and deprive them of really critical health benefit protections. It seems to mainly be going after the gay and lesbian community. But in terms of the numbers of people who take health care benefits who are not married, it works out to less than 1% for any organization, any municipality we've looked at. It's less than 1% of their total health care costs. So it's not a cost issue.
Now, this is a bill that Representative Ajma has been pushing for some time now. Why do you think he has such a strong stance on this?
Representative Ajma, in the time he's been there, has always gone after this particular issue, making sure that particularly the gay and lesbian community have no protections like the rest of us do. So it's been his issue, and he keeps pushing it. And this time around, he got enough people to go with him and enough people to, I guess, force the governor's hand, even though the governor, came in saying he wasn't going to deal with social issues. On this particular issue, it looks like he's capitulated and signed this bill.
It's interesting to see this, especially from the fact that the municipalities who make this available support it and feel comfortable with it. Even Kalamazoo is looking into ways to continue the benefits. So they don't have as much support as you might think.
Right. I agree with you completely. The municipalities do like to be able to offer benefits that they think will attract the best and the brightest. Universities, you've heard that universities are exempt from this bill. Universities were really against this bill because they thought it would affect them. We still think it will. And, it's critical for them to be able to offer benefits to get, the best professors and the best staff members. And indeed, most of the Fortune 500 companies, most Michigan companies offer these benefits. So in terms of, what the governor would call economic gardening, this would seem to be a critical component of economic gardening. Instead, it looks like it's, going to be used to drive people away, or at least to send a message to, other people that Michigan's just not very friendly toward, certain classes of people.
What's your next move now? Where are we in the process?
Well, after being very disappointed that the governor signed the bill, we are preparing a lawsuit, and I believe we're going to file in the early new year. I think we're pretty well ready to go, and I know that the universities are also looking at challenges because they, too, are worried. I mean, there's been, even though the bill seemed to exempt universities, the sponsor of that particular amendment, Senator Jansen, commented that he did not intend that amendment to exempt universities. So we'll see what happens. It's still up in the air, I think.
All right, before I let you go, what other high-profile cases in the state of Michigan is the ACLU working on?
We do a lot of work right now on what we're calling, debtor prisons, which is, the fact that because we have such an economic downturn in Michigan, and because our municipalities and our state is so strapped for money, we're finding that people are being really put in jail for not being able to pay fines. So, for instance, if they can't, pay their fines for court costs, they end up going to jail instead for nonviolent crimes instead of, being able to stay out of jail and work and try to pay those fines. So that's some of the high-profile stuff we're working on right now. I mean, we do a ton of work, but that seems to be our most critical issue right now.
Shelley, where are those cases happening where folks are being put in jail for not paying their fines?
Oh, all over the state. We had a pretty... The first one we took was up in Escanaba, actually, where a woman, her son was put into juvenile detention. She could not pay for his... She was homeless and could not pay for his detention. So she was put in jail for not being able to pay for the son's detention, but let out on work release, but it went to pay for her jail and not the son's. So it was this cycle. And that case we were successful with. We had about four cases across the state in the last, 6 months that we were successful with trying to, help people stay out of jail for not being able to pay their fines.
All right. And Shelley, before I let you go, there's that, I don't know if it's a fine line or not, but it seems like there's a fine line where people have the law to deal with and what the law may say and what the Bill of Rights and the Constitution say, as opposed to what people may think may be biblically right. I started thinking about this case where a lot of gay and lesbians are going to lose their insurance because people don't agree that people should live that way. So, it's an interesting conversation,
line,
yeah.
But it's very blurry lately. It's very blurry lately, and I think it's hard for many of us who believe that most all people are created equal and should have equal protections and opportunities.
So you're going to have to prove that this law was signed specifically to take gays and lesbians out of the mix, correct?
Yes, that's what we're going to have to prove.
Okay. All right, fascinating stuff. Shelley Weisberg is the legislative director for the Michigan ACLU. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.